Praise the Lord. Just real briefly, I'd like you to read today from the 8th chapter of Acts. Why? Because the Lord laid it on my heart for today. Okay? And we're not going to have time to go through it all this morning, but I'm just going to point your attention. I'd like you to read Acts 8 today sometime if you get a chance. Here's a subject of King Jesus, Philip. A man chosen of God, filled with the Spirit. You could say he was an ordinary man. He wasn't one of the ministers. He wasn't one of the apostles. But he was an extraordinary man because he was filled with the Holy Ghost and he was chosen of God. Hallelujah. And he bowed in his heart to King Jesus. He was subject to Jesus. He was obedient to his call, faithful to his leading. He listened for his voice. Philip was a special, special man. We sang about the first martyr in that song. That was Stephen. And Stephen and Philip are the ones that are spoken of most in the book of Acts. The seven deacons that were called to serve the church in the 6th chapter of Acts. Stephen was among them, and so was Philip. And Stephen, as you know, was the first martyr. And oh, what an example he was. Filled with the Holy Ghost, filled with wisdom, filled with the Word of God. And he gave his life, the first one who was martyred for the cause. There were five more. We don't read too much about them, but they filled a very important place in the early church. In fact, I have two little guys that I just love so dearly in our church. Little guys, and they were named from that list. There's Timon and there's Nicholas. I said, how do you spell Nicholas? Oh, we spell it as it's spelled in Acts 6. N-I-C-O-L-A-S. That's the one we're using. So we have some up-and-coming deacons. I hope I live to see it. Well, if that's the Lord's will, and he tarries. Anyway, Philip was one, and it says that after Stephen was martyred, there was a persecution, a strong persecution that arose there in Jerusalem, and people went everywhere. I'm sure it was all in God's appointment. People went everywhere, these Christians preaching the gospel. And Philip went to Samaria, it says, and God gave him a wonderful time in Samaria as he preached Christ. And so many people, it says, they gave heed to the things that Philip spoke. He was full of the Holy Spirit, and he proclaimed the gospel to them. And God gave wonderful results. He sent Philip to people that were not only lost in darkness, but they were sick in their bodies, and they were tormented by the devil, and they were set free, and they were healed. And there was great joy, we read, great joy in Samaria. And then Peter and John from the apostles came to Samaria to see what God was doing. And as they laid hands on the new believers, they received the Holy Spirit. And it was such a wonderful, I guess they'd call it a revival, a wonderful move of God in Samaria. But you know, God wanted to use Philip somewhere else. And here it is. The angel of the Lord spoke to Philip and said, arise and go toward the south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. Now that's the way I've always heard it growing up, but lately I've heard on the news about the Gaza Strip. So say it however you want, spelled the same. Okay, we'll call it Gaza. We'll come up to date, 21st century. And anyway, it was a place far away from where Philip was. And the angel of the Lord directed him there. Why? Because God saw a single individual's heart. A man who was hungering and thirsting for him. And in God's appointment, he sent Philip to minister to that man who was traveling back from Jerusalem to Ethiopia. He was a devout man, and he was reading the Word of God, which, as we know, was the Old Testament. He had the scroll, and he was reading, and he was riding in his chariot. And the Spirit of the Lord that sent Philip to this way that headed from Jerusalem to Gaza in the desert, sent Philip to that man. It says he was returning and sitting in his chariot and reading Isaiah the prophet, and the Spirit of the Lord said, go and join yourself to this chariot. Go to that chariot. And Philip ran, had to run. The chariot was moving. And he heard the man reading. The man was reading aloud. And he said, do you understand what you're reading? And the man said, how can I, except some man should guide me? He said, Philip, come on up here and sit with me in the chariot. Well, he didn't know his name yet, but he invited the man to come up. This was a wonderful meeting. It was a God-appointed meeting. And Philip was open to God's direction. Something like his Savior, his King. Do you remember that night you read about in the first chapter of Mark? What a great night that was. It was an evening where Jesus was in the doorway of the house at Capernaum. People came from all over. They heard that Jesus was there, the one that could heal their sick, and they just brought them. It seems that they brought them in droves because Jesus was the one that could heal them, meet their deep needs. And he had a wonderful meeting that night. It was a great time. He healed all their sick, and he cast out the evil spirits. He wouldn't allow them to have any place in that meeting. He cast them out. He wouldn't let them speak, and he healed all the sick. Well, you'd think he'd be pretty tired and maybe flushed with success and feeling rather elated, you know. We sure would. After a meeting like that, we'd feel pretty good. Oh, God, you did wonderful things. Thank you for using me like that. Oh, hallelujah. And we would have gone to bed and we would have thought, that was a good night's work. We can sleep in now. But what does it say about Jesus? It says that he rose up a great while before day. He had an appointment to keep. As it says in Isaiah 50, speaking about the servant of the Lord, you waken me morning by morning. I hear. I have an ear that's open to hear. And you give me the tongue of the learned, meaning you direct me and you teach me and give me the words to say, so that I might speak a word in season. And so Jesus was there, communing with his Father, and his disciples had to come looking for him. Everyone's looking for you. All men seek for you. Let's go, let's go. It seems as though it was like, let's go back there. There's where our success was. Let's go. They're all looking for you. We're going to have another great meeting, you know. No, I came forth. We have to go to the next place. This is why I'm sent. This is what the Lord God has shown me. He who put his anointing upon me. He who put his call upon me. He whose will is my delight. He whom I serve. I want to obey his call. I want to follow his leading minutely. So it was with Philip, taken right out of this great move of God to meet this one man. And he was willing to obey. And so he says, he's there at the chariot. Do you know what you're reading? How can I know? Come up. And you know, think of the timing of this. How was it that he was right up to Isaiah 53 when Philip ran and joined the chariot? Here's what he was reading. The place of the scripture which he read was this. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation his judgment was taken away, and who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. Where it says his judgment was taken away, it means he was denied justice. He was brought to trial, and it wasn't a real trial. There was not real justice there. But he was led like a sheep to the slaughter. And the Ethiopian says, of whom is the prophet speaking? Of himself or of some other man? What a wide open door. And Philip says, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Well, I don't know his exact words, but he preached Christ. He preached Christ to him. And that man received the word. There was faith in Jesus there. And he opened his heart. And he was saved. He received life eternal. What a wonderful moment. One soul. There's so many lessons in this. We don't have time, and I wouldn't cover them. You can think about them. Please read. If you get a chance, read the story again today. I'd like you to do that. It shows how one soul is valuable to God. Yes, your soul. How much is your soul worth? Back to the Bible broadcast had a song my father would play at home on one of those round things, I don't know, records. And it said, the price of a soul. Oh, the price of a soul. None but the Savior can know what it cost to come down to the cross from a crown. Oh, the price of a soul. Your soul, my soul, this man's soul. God took Philip. Right, it seemed strange, didn't it? But the Spirit of the Lord spoke to him. The angel of the Lord directed him to this desert area. No one was there. It was just a way people traveled. But he was traveling, the Ethiopian, going home from worshiping at Jerusalem. He was one of those godly seekers. And he had the scripture. He was reading it. But it didn't mean anything to him. He wasn't enlightened. He didn't know about Christ's sacrifice and what it meant to him. But Philip preached Christ to him. He began at that scripture and preached unto him Jesus. And as they went on their way, they came to a certain water. And the eunuch said, see, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. There was a miracle of light performed in that man's mind. Here was the Word of God. And the Word of God was read and explained by God's servant. And he opened his heart. The light began to shine. God commanded the light to shine out of darkness at the beginning of creation, but God commanded the light to shine in my heart and in your heart. Give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus. That's what happened to this man. That glorious day. And he saw the water and he said, what's hindering me? I believe in Christ. May I be baptized? Why, sure, if you believe. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. They went down into the water, and Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch, and Philip baptized him there. And then he went back. He kept on his way. It doesn't tell us what happened, but surely a man who had received light from God, let that light shine. Brother Ronald Klaus was with us at the 60th anniversary, and he spoke to us of God's work in Ethiopia. And I heard he was just at his father's or He was at the church in Ozone Park the other day, on Father's Day it was, and he visiting his father, and he preached the same. He gave the same report of God's wonderful work in the church in Ethiopia. I suppose that you could trace this back. It would be a surprise to me if it didn't spring from this obedience to the King. I'm your subject, Lord. I'll go where you want me to go. I'll follow your leading. I'll speak for you. I'll live for you. I'll do your work. And so the Ethiopian goes on to Ethiopia. And Philip, it says, was caught away by the Spirit of the Lord. What a life, huh? Philip was found at Azotus. I should have looked that up on the map to see where he ended up. Passing through, he preached in all the cities till he came to Caesarea. The Lord dropped that in my heart this morning, and I know it's 10:45, and so we're going to let you go. Read Acts 8 today. Think of what a precious thing it is to be a subject of the King, a servant of the Lord, taught by the Bible, led by the Spirit. We'll walk the heavenly way. We'll live for Jesus. We'll do His will. We'll obey His call, and we will prove Him faithful. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. So let's stand. And I know you want to sing another song, and I waited for the trumpet. And so let's sing 499. We're singing God of Our Fathers, and we have Brother Bob here. And see how it says the trumpet should play before each verse? That's what we're going to do. So give him his measures, okay?
God of our fathers, whose almighty hand leads forth in beauty all the starry band of shining worlds in splendor through the sky.
now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, God only wise, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you and give you a
wonderful day with me.